Today's Cotton Newsline is four cuts. All cuts are Dr. Gary Adams, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
It is allowed within the WTO guidelines for a government to self-initiate an anti-dumping investigation, but it is rather unusual for the Turkish government to take those steps. So obviously, with Turkey being such an important market for U.S. cotton, and usually in recent years it's been the second largest market for U.S. cotton exports, the industry is very concerned about the impact that any anti-dumping duty could have on the exports to Turkey.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
One of the primary concerns in particular in this investigation is that there appears to be political motivations behind Turkey launching this investigation. In fact, a Turkish official even went so far as to say that the cases were being launched in retaliation for anti-dumping investigations that the U.S. has conducted on imports of Turkish steel into this country.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The industry remains very engaged with U.S. government officials, continuing to certainly urge the U.S. officials to watch closely as this investigation progresses. We've already raised a number of concerns that when you look at the economics, that there's really no merit to Turkey initiating this investigation. We don't believe there's any dumping that is occurring. If Turkey were to actually move forward with some type of dumping margin, then really one of the sectors that would suffer the most damage would be Turkey's textile mills, because they do rely on U.S. cotton as an input for the textile products that they produce. And I think, too, certainly U.S. imports are not at the cause of the global decline in prices that we've seen over the last couple of years. That's in large part due to China's policies that have been instituted over the last couple of years and its impacts.
Fourth cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The council is continuing to stay engaged, and we will be submitting comments to the Turkish officials, just conveying some of the concerns that we have about the investigation, trying to certainly illustrate some of the facts about what's happening in the global market, and also show that there is no dumping that's occurring, and any economic difficulties that are being experienced by Turkey's cotton farmers are not the result of imports of U.S. cotton. It is just more the global supply and demand factors that are affecting producers everywhere.